We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Bernard Hopkins is joining us now, the legend. How you doing, B-Hop?
Great, man. I'm doing great. But, you know, I'm recovering, so my voice sounds kind of cracky, man. I've been in China for about 8 days.
You just got back, yeah.
What were you doing over there?
I just flew back 2 days. Well, first it was the WBA convention, World Boxing Association convention. I was invited by the president there, and also while I was there, I had a few meetings about my brand, about the Executioner brand, about the Alien brand that I also represented that and was champion in my 40s. And so there's a lot in the B-Hop lifestyle to be able to do it for a long time. So I was out there for business personally with myself and my brand, and also to represent the WBA, who invited me as a special guest to the convention that they have every year at different parts of the world, because it could be China, which it was 2 weeks ago, and then it can be another place in the world next year. So every year they travel around the world to have a boxing convention that lasts about 10 days.
So I'm going to Wilder Ortiz 2 next week at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Vegas. I saw that first fight as well. What do you think of those two going at it?
I like Wilder. I think it's going to be even more his victory early. I think that he just happened to have a style that most fighters in that division cannot deal with. He's sort of unorthodox because it looks like he's all over the place, but it actually works for him. For me, it would never have worked, but for him, it seems to be something that is an advantage than disadvantage. And I like Wilder. I like Wilder about 6 or 7 round TKO.
Do you think he'll, when he fights Fury again, because I was at that fight at Staples in L.A., and we all saw what happened in the 12th round when Wilder knocked him down, and somehow, by the grace of God, he woke up because he was out cold, and then all of a sudden he popped up and finished the fight and got a draw because he had really dominated, I think, about 8 or 10 of those rounds. And the reason it was a draw because Wilder knocked him down twice, once in the money round in the 12th. You can't take a belt away from a champ that knocks a guy down twice and heavily knocked him out. But they're going to fight again, allegedly, and I think Wilder will finish him this time, no questions asked. I'm not a buyer in Fury, this whole act of this lineal champ nonsense. He's not in the kind of cut shape, and he just looks like a fat dude to me fighting. He does not look like Wilder's a chiseled monster.
Well, I'll tell you what, we coming up on Christmas in another month. I think it's just a Christmas present gift for Wilder to end the year 2019 going into 2020 with some momentum. So just look at it like that as a momentum fight going into the next year, looking for bigger and better things.
What do you think of these guys like Fury and others that are, talking about even, fighting these MMA guys? Fury says he'll fight Stipe Miocic. We've heard this guy, Masvidal. Who does he want to fight again? Masvidal wants to fight Canelo. Canelo Alvarez will kill that guy dead. They'll carry him out in a body bag. I mean, honestly, what is going on with these MMA guys? Now, listen, these boxers don't want any part of that octagon. They don't want to go in there and get involved in all that Muay Thai stuff. But in boxing, you know as well as I do, Executioner, that you're dealing with, it's a dangerous proposition. They walk in there against Canelo Alvarez, will kill that guy, Masvidal. And I think Stipe Miocic, he'll be on a gurney by the time Fury's done with him.
Yeah, well, we promote Canelo at Golden Boy Promotion in L.A., as you probably already know.
Right.
been partners in ownership with Oscar for the last 20 years. We've been rocking and rolling. We had a couple of bumps, but we recovered. Let me tell you about, that scenario. Because if you look at the MMA, it's just like taking an NFL player, asking him to play basketball in the NBA. And it's going to be very awkward and uncomfortable. But if you go in that arena where you're not accustomed to, you're going to feel uncomfortable. So I tell everyone, because I get asked this all the time, an MMA guy in a boxing arena might do well, but he won't do great. And I don't mean well as make a career out of himself. Okay, he lasts a couple of rounds, but that's it. It's two different way of attack and sport amongst each other. When you look at a boxer, it's more of a technique. It's more of a, stand-up type of combat.
Right.
MMA is a whole new different animal. We cannot survive in their era of what they do. And they will not survive in our era of what we do. So, to me, it's a spectacle. And anyone out there who just happened to not know what spectacle means, it means a show.
Right.
So when you talk about MMA and boxing and putting these guys together, do a spectacle brings in big money? Well, Floyd Mayweather, and of course, you know who?
Connor.
So when you talk about a spectacle, a show, then great, fine. I want to see a spectacle. Great. But if you want to see a boxing match, I advise you, and I think I got a lot of credibility to say 30 years of professional boxing.
Right.
Going in the Hall of Fame in June, upstate New York. Already in the Hall of Fame in Atlantic City. Already in the Hall of Fame in Vegas. I will tell you, don't think it's going to be something that is going to take off, because it's two different sports.
So what are you doing? You're involved with the event with Big Daddy at the St. Regis next week. Are you excited?
Very, very excited. First of all, I've been knowing Big Daddy for over 15 years. And anybody in the sports world, football, of course, but boxing, from my end, might not have met him personally, but they heard of him through me. So the respect that he's given me for years, and also honored me in St. Regis, at St. Regis, in New York City, and in Lower Manhattan, is great, man, that I'm getting, I'm getting honored for something that I'm passionate about, and that is, redemption. Changing your life, making something out of life that the world of sports will remember for as time long as time lasts on the earth. So to be honored for the things that I've done and things I've done for people is very special, man. And that's why, as soon as I see my text and I'm looking at it, seeing this text on the phone, I said, let me call, even though I'm on my back right now.
He's dragging.
He's dragging. I can tell. Listen,
and this in bed after flying.
I know.
Basically all day.
That's a long flight.
Well, listen, B-Hop, I love you, man. Thanks for calling in and checking in with us. It's been a minute. I haven't seen you in a while. I love you. It's great catching up, and good luck next Thursday. You deserve it. I've always been a great friend and fan of yours. Keep doing your thing, and say hi to Oscar for me.
I will, and I want to let everybody know I didn't get punched in the throat the way I'm sounding like this. I did a lot of talking.
I got punched in the throat. All right, B-Hop, be cool, man.
See you next week, brother.
All right, there he is, the executioner, Bernard Hopkins.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall.
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes?
check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.